Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Tune in to God's Grace. Radiopulpit.co.za.
Very good afternoon to you if you have just tuned in. My name is Luko Mkwediputi and absolutely thrilled to be spending yet another afternoon with you. It is, of course, a beautiful Wednesday, and on the line, I got my blessing. My blessing. Good afternoon, sweetie.
Hello. Good afternoon, my dear. How are you doing?
Good, good. How are you doing?
I'm very, very good on this nice Wednesday.
By the way, Blessing is
Blessing
is at the gym this afternoon and is pulling all the stops to make sure she comes through for us. My Blessing, let's get right into it before they decide this is not your space, it's ours.
Okay. I know that a lot of people, it's December, a lot of people are already in the holiday mode. People are going to be getting, a lot of people will be getting their bonuses next week.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to speak to those that are going to be getting their bonuses next week. I come, you know me, I come with a rod so that you don't abuse those bonuses that you're going to get next week for those who are getting bonuses. And even if you're going to get bonuses in February next year, I think you can take note of what we're going to be talking about or some other time next year. But specifically for those who are getting their bonuses next week.
Okay.
I want to speak to you today.
Get right into it, my blessing.
My topic is how we can use our December bonuses wisely.
Mm.
First of all, I know a lot of people have got high interest debts. A lot of people out there. And my first advice would be settle your high interest debt in this time. I encourage you to pay off or to reduce the credit card balances or store accounts, personal loans, or arrears. It feels like a pinch, but it will pay off when you know that you're done with a certain debt that you've been owing for quite some time. You'll feel the relief as well because you're going to have that money that you've been paying out to that particular high interest debt.
Mm.
Second thing I'll say, build some form of an emergency fund.
Take that huge amount and throw it in the bank.
Yes, I've been speaking about the emergency fund almost on every episode that we've been doing. So obviously people already have. So you can just build or increase on your emergency fund. Of course, you're not taking all the money, all the bonus money into the emergency fund. Prepare for the expensive start of the year. There's January. We also spoke about the January, which is the Janu and the Wari. sometime. Prepare for it. Pay your school fees in advance using that. Stationery, the uniform. Pay your annual subscriptions or premium, like your insurance, your car license, your TV license, all in advance. You can make that payment. Back to school transport costs. You can also do that. Any municipal bill catching up that needs to be done, ensure that you make those payments in advance. It's going to help you later on. You know, like I made a mistake the other time, 3 months ago. I paid my electricity bill because I stay on my own. It's normally like 500 rands a month.
Mm-hmm.
Did I not make a mistake and pay 5,000?
No. My friend's cousin did that last week. He bought electricity for 5,000 rand. A bank.
And of course, they can't give you back that money because it's only for your meter, you know. But have I not been saving up 500 rands on a monthly basis and obviously saving up for the whole year? 500 rand. As much as I felt that particular month, it was money that I didn't plan for that just went to the city of Cape Town.
So for 2 years, you are not paying anything, when?
I'm not buying any electricity.
Sure.
I'm not buying any electricity.
It's a lot, though.
So, Yes. So I'm just saying that you can, like, if you have any municipal bill catching up that you need to do, you can do. It's gonna pay off later. Mm. Be smart with your festive spending. Create a gift and grocery budget before going to the shops.
Mm-hmm.
I've spoken about this over and over and over again, and I'm saying it again. Create a gift and grocery budget before going to for shopping. Don't just decide at the shop that, oh, I need this, I need that, because you end up needing everything in every aisle.
Exactly.
When you get to the shops. If you're going to be traveling, decide on the amount for traveling, outings, and family gatherings well in advance. Don't just because you're hearing ukumgidi, kwaba, nipa, ne invitation that came at short notice because you met Uma's bani at the shop, and then she remembered that, oh, I didn't invite her, and she's inviting you, and it's 2 days.
Don't show up, girl, Chomi. Or show up without a gift.
And you know, we've already planned. So if you're thinking of inviting me 2 days before the umgidi, it means you didn't plan me.
Mm.
And you didn't plan that I should gift you or whatever. The gift will come, but it will come later. But if you do have the money in your bonus to actually still gift that one that decided to invite you 2 days before umgidi, do buy the gift and show up to that particular gathering. But for me, I set up boundaries. If somebody does like that, it means you don't prioritize me because you already planned the visitors for your umgidi or for your wedding months ago.
Exactly.
So just because you bumped into me at the mall and you remember that there's somebody like me and you don't want to be embarrassed that, or you don't want to feel bad that you didn't invite me, so you invite me 2 days before the wedding, I'll nicely not decline. You know, use your cash or debit, not credit card, to avoid paying for Christmas in March, because you're going to pay for Christmas in March for the spendings that you, if you use your credit card.
Okay.
So ensure to use your cash or your debit card, not your credit card, to avoid having to pay for Christmas in March. And then if you know you have any home and family improvements, your bonuses can also go towards that. So essential home repairs that need to be done, appliance replacements, security upgrades, like maybe off your gates, medical checkups or insurance policy reviews. These are things that you need to look at, and you can use your bonus. Don't use everything like in December and then be left with nothing. By the time it's January or by the time it's March, you even forget that you even had a bonus. Treat yourself, but with limits.
Okay.
Right? So you can allocate 10 or 20% of that amount to, you know, treating yourself, depending on what you like. You could go to Steve Madden and buy yourself a pair of shoes.
Well, and I like that. I like that Blessing is being honest and open, because she'll tell you, and then she goes and buys it. And I said, no, but listen, I told you, you can go and spoil yourself just with limits.
Oh, there's that week that you've been seeing 5,000 rand, 6,000 rand. You've not been able to afford it the whole year. Now you've got the 10% of your bonus or 20%. Ah, spoil yourself. Buy that week. Avoid the common bonus mistakes that a lot of people make. Opening new store accounts, it's just because your credit score now is going to show as like you've got so much money that comes into your account because of your bonus. Taking on loans because it's bonus season. Actually, this December, stay away from loans.
Pretty please.
Spending your entire bonus in December. Oh, Lord. God forbid. making, big purchases without comparing prices. We've spoken about this, buying a car or buying a house and without comparing prices, and you regret it later. Please forget about January. Forgetting about January commitments. A lot of people, I had a guy on TikTok yesterday saying, please invite me to all your events. And if I forget about paying my rent for January.
How?
And I was like, oh yeah, I'm going to add this guy into my talk for tomorrow.
Definitely.
You know, landlords are sitting there and are looking at you, and they already know that some of you in January, you're going to come back with stories because you spend everything, including your bonus. Please pay your, you can pay your rent in advance. You can pay for January, yes. February in advance, you know. So I want us to do a quick bonus allocation formula.
Okay.
So out of the 100%, amount that you're going to be getting, so probably 40% you can take it to your debt and emergency funds, 30% of it to your January expenses, 20% of it to your savings and investments, then the 10% of it enjoyment,
every little money you get now, enjoyment
of that 10%. Otherwise, the other big chunk has gone into very important things. Because remember, the enjoyment passes.
Yeah.
You're gonna have to deal with these things that are very important. Clear your debt, which is a big chunk. January expenses is the next one. Savings and investments, the third one. And then the fourth one, just enjoy. Yeah. And that is what I bring for today.
I love that formula. Please give it to us one more time before I say goodbye.
40% of, if for example your bonus is 60,000 rands, 40% of that 60,000 after you've tithed, I'm talking to the people of God here.
Come on now.
40% of that 60,000 goes to your debt and emergencies. 30% of that 60,000 goes to your January expenses, 20% of that 60,000 savings and investments, 10% of that festive enjoyment. 10% is like your 6,000. That is that week I've been saying of 6,000.
That's the money. That's the money you'll enjoy and travel with to the Eastern Cape and back. Leave all the other money aside. Please, act like you didn't even see it.
You know, I want to go and see my dad in the Eastern Cape. So
see?
That 6,000, you could work out with the flight. You know, flight tickets are so expensive in December. And
okay.
Everything else, daddy, by the time you come in, he's already looking, he's thinking there's that finance lady who talks to everyone on radio.
Okay,
and I'm YouTube, and therefore he's looking and thinking, what can he get?
I'm going to say this in Xhosa as I say goodbye. This is my goodbye to you, blessing. Nisiqunzulele bethuna, nisiqunzulele. Thanks. Any blessing. Thank you so much, my blessing. God bless.
Thank you, my dear. God bless you. Bye.
Tune in for life-giving light in the darkness. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Prayer, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Kusukela enhlizweni yethu ukuya kweyakho. Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Umngani wakho imihla ngemihla.
Find your faith on the airwaves.
Radio Pulpit on 657 AM.
You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.